Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jay Klein. I am the Dean of the College of Fine Arts here at Eastern New Mexico University. And as always, it is my exquisite and singular pleasure to let you know of the productions we have coming up for you in the near future. And today, I'm joined by my colleague, Dr. Kimberly Gelwasser. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
And our student, Vincent Romano. Hello, Vincent.
Hello, Dr. Klein. How are you?
I'm very well. And you are here to tell us about something coming up. What would that be?
It's the opera. It is Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, the well-known and loved fairy tale. We'll be putting it on February 13th through 16th. And it's in English, totally family-friendly, in Buchanan Hall, Thursday through Saturday, 7 o'clock, Sunday matinee at 2.
And Vincent, you're playing Hansel?
Not Hansel, actually. There's a girl playing Hansel. I'm playing the witch.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no. I hear that you might have something to sing about.
Well, actually, I was going to sing the opening line that I sing when I come on stage. And hopefully it'll creep you out and intrigue you, make you want to come see the opera. Here it is.
Nibble, nibble, mousey, who's nibbling at my housey?
I am indeed intrigued.
I'm glad. Are you creeped out?
Well, not yet, but there's more to come.
Gotcha.
Kimberly, why did you guys pick Hansel and Gretel?
Well, it's a great production for, for everyone, really, for the audience and for all of our cast members, all the students who are involved. It's delightful, actually, and I've been in rehearsals watching people sitting out in the audience, and everyone has a smile on their face.
Awesome.
It is just absolutely delightful.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Now, I understand there are some vertically challenged singers in this.
I wouldn't say vertically challenged. I would say vertically troubled. They make it easier for me to pick them up, though, so it works for what it needs to do.
And who are these vertically troubled people?
Oh, Hansel and Gretel. Oh, I don't want to give anything away. You're going to have to come see it.
Oh, I am going to have to come see it. Is the children's choir is involved?
They are. There are about 38 children who are going to be on stage. And I have to tell you that last night at rehearsal, I heard one of the children go, "This is going to be the best play ever." So we're all really excited. And when they started singing the evening prayer, which is just beautiful, and you'll get to hear it, I started crying. I actually started crying. It's really very beautiful.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's an opera.
We hope we make you all cry, too.
Many people cry.
I hope so.
I know I do. Vincent, how's it been in rehearsal for you? You're playing the witch. It's a huge role.
Yeah, it is. It's tons of fun. You know, getting to jump around on stage and just be ridiculous and be at 110% energy level the entire time is really fun. It's really opening. You get to make a lot of crazy character choices, and I'm not nearly as reserved as any other character on stage, so I get to do things that I wouldn't get away with in any other role.
And you get a broom.
And I get a broom. I get to ride around the entire audience and the stage on a broom. It's basically a dream come true.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have two casts, so no matter what night, you know, you come on, you'll have some. You come see it twice.
I will see it twice.
You'll get to see different students taking really great risks and being really imaginative. I've been really sort of excited about the choices everyone's been making on stage.
Well, good.
Sorry.
No. Let's just go over it again. It opens on the 13th of February.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day weekend. It's a
That's
great
a
day.
Romantic. For most of us, it's, you know, a day. But for Dr. Gelwasser, it's Valentine's month. And it opens on Valentine's Eve at 7 o'clock and runs on Valentine's Day. What could be more romantic than seeing an opera about children possibly getting eaten?
Ooh,
yes, that does say romance.
There's a happy ending.
There is a happy ending. But it's 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a matinee?
Mm-hmm, on Sunday at 2.
At Sunday at 2. And tickets are
$8.
Which is about 1/20th of what one would pay at the Santa Fe Opera.
Mm-hmm. It's a total steal.
And you can picnic in the parking lot, just mm-hmm. like Santa Fe.
Yep.
And there's going to be, Dewdrop will be staying open late for us, and they're giving away free gingerbread when you come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, that's if I go twice, can I have 2 slices of gingerbread?
Yeah, we can arrange that.
All right, well, then that's my plan. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you both. I break a leg, and I hope to see all of you out there at Hansel and Gretel.
Thanks
so
for
again,
having us.
Oh, my
Thanks
pleasure.
So much.
Until next week, bye-bye.